الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Once upon a time, some unbelievers were approached by a beggar who asked for some money. This beggar asked those unbelievers for some money so that he could buy some food for himself. And those unbelievers did not want to give him anything. And not very far from there, they seen Hazrat Ali Mushkil Kusha, Karramullahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Those unbelievers told this beggar that why you are asking us for money? There is the rich man there. Go and ask him for some money. And indeed, he will give you something. Those unbelievers were trying to make a joke and mockery out of Hazrat Ali, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. Allahu Akbar. Therefore they sent this beggar to go to Ali, Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, and ask him for whatever you desire. This beggar was in need of money. Therefore he approached Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then he begged before Hazrat Ali Karramullahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem by saying, could you please give me something? Could you please give me some money? Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu witnessed that this man that is begging before me, he has not come on his own. Rather, these people have sent this beggar to me. Therefore, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu told this beggar that there is no problem. Could you please stretch out your hands? Could you please show me your hands? This beggar raised his hands before Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in other words, grabbed his hands and recited 10 times durood upon our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and made dum in the hands. He blew into the palms of this beggar and advised him to close his hands. Advised him to close his hands, and thereafter told him that now you close your hands, close your fists extremely tight, and open your hands before those people. Allahu Akbar. Those kuffar started to laugh. They started to make a joke out of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When that beggar came back to the kuffar were astonished and they were amazed, and they said that by blowing nothing is going to happen. We seen Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he blew in your hands, he blew in your fist. His pockets are empty, what would he give you? Could you show me, O beggar, what has Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu given you? Allahu Akbar. According to this beautiful narration, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had advised that man to open his hands before those kuffar. And when this beggar opened his fist, the moment he opened his hand before those people, Allahu Akbar, it is mentioned that there was one golden coin. Subhanallah. Those people were extremely astonished and amazed that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu never put his hands in his pocket and given anything to this beggar, but rather he blew into the hands, he blew into the fist and palm of this beggar, and through the barakah and blessings of sending salawat and darood upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there was a coin, there was a dirham in that beggar's hand. Allahu Akbar. Looking at this karamat, looking at this beautiful karamat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Many of those kuffar embraced Islam. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the blessings of our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once again we welcome you to this auspicious and beautiful silsila on Madini Channel known as the Laws of Salah. MashaAllah, in the previous episodes we have discussed many aspects regarding Salah, regarding the importance of Namaz, regarding the importance of Jama'at, the congregational prayers, regarding the blessings of Salah, regarding those who perform their Salahs with Jama'at, and we as well discussed the issue of those that do not perform their Salah. We even discussed the punishment that those will endure, those who miss their Salah, Allahu Akbar, as well as today, dear viewers of Madani Channel. There are so many things to discuss about Salah, Allahu Akbar. There are many ayat in the Holy Quran, because Salah is an obligatory act upon every Muslim. Allahu Akbar. Offering Salah is a great source of worldly and hereafter privileges, and abandoning it indeed is a grave sin and a cause of deprivation in this world and in the hereafter. There is no doubt about that. Therefore, while offering Salah, we should make dua for attaining its steadfastness and constancy as well. This is extremely important, that you should supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are a regular namazi, that you perform your salah ba jama'at 5 times daily, you should supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal should give you the tawfiq, that you should remain as a namazi. There are many ayat in the Holy Quran which has motivated the Muslims to continue performing their salah. Something which is done with constancy, something which is done with regularity, has more effect, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Therefore, inshallah, let's listen to a few verses from the Holy Quran in this regard. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And those who keep the prayer established, and those who pay the charity, and those who believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and the last day, to such, we shall soon bestow a great reward. Subhanallah. This is the verse in the Holy Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal assures a great reward for those who establish their prayer, not for those who abandon their salah, not for those who deliberately miss their salah, not for those who are heedless when it comes to protecting their salah. Allahu Akbar. There are many ayat, dear views of Madani Channel. Our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Holy Quran in another verse, very beautifully he says, وَأَنْ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَهُوَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. And to keep the obligatory prayer established, and to fear him, and it is to him that you are to be raised. Allahu Akbar. Have you heard this beautiful verse in the Holy Quran? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, like that, there are numerous verses in the Holy Quran. But now come, let us listen and let us take some advice from those beloved companions of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who had love for Salah. Yes, they loved their Salah because they followed our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They understood and they respected the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Practically, they followed our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, in a very, very beautiful hadith mubarakah, Ashabi kan nujum, my beloved companions are like the stars in the sky. If you follow any one of them, you will be on the righteous path. Ashabi kan nujum, bi ayyihim iqtadaytum, ihtadaytum. My companions are like the stars in the sky. If you follow any one of them, you will be on the righteous path. You will be on the correct path. So this is the command from our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to follow the Sahaba, to follow his companions, because they have got direct training from our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, inshallah, in this regard, commenting on the love of worshipping and reciting the glorious Quran of the blessed Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the beloved companions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and while relating the incident of these two blessed Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, commenting on the love of the companions that they had for our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, how much of love they had for Salah, how much of love they had for the Holy Quran. Let's listen to this beautiful incident, dear views of Madani Channel. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, after attending a ghazwa, we passed by a mountainous place where there was lots of mountains. It was a very huge place. The renowned and respected Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had ordered us to pitch a camp. He ordered us to pitch a camp so that we may rest in a valley. All the blessed Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum stayed there to rest. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, who would keep watch over the camp at night? Indeed, when it would become dark, then who would watch the camp? Who would take the responsibility of guarding this camp where all the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in will be resting? Allahu Akbar. So the responsibility of guarding the camp was confirmed by both these blessed Sahaba ikram, a muhajir and an ansari sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. A muhajir sahabi is he who made hijrah with the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. And a ansari sahabi is he who was in Madinatul Munawwara and he welcomed our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when he performed his migration from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara. So these both Sahaba, one was a Muhajir Sahabi and one was a Ansari Sahabi, they both had taken the responsibility from the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, both consulted each and other, and the Ansari Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, let us keep watch and sleep turn by turn. First I will sleep and you will watch. You will take care of all the affairs, making sure that everybody is secured half part of the night. And the other half, I will sleep and you will take guard. So like that, let us keep watch and sleep turn by turn. In the first half of the night, I shall keep awake while you sleep. And in the next half, you may keep watch while I sleep. So they had this agreement between both of them, subhanallah. Therefore, the Muhajir Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu agreed and went to sleep, whilst the Ansari Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu began to keep watch. After a while, he stood for Salah. Allahu Akbar. Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is resting. This beloved Sahabi, this Ansari companion, stood up for Salah, and he is in Salah while absorbed in the recitation of Surah Al-Kahf. He is performing his salah and he is reciting Surah Al-Kahf. An enemy climbed a hilltop and saw someone performing salah. Allahu Akbar. He silently drew his bow and fired an arrow which embedded itself in the Sahabi's flesh. Allahu Akbar. Look at the love of this companion. An arrow had embedded his body, but this companion never broken his salah. He had not discharged from salah, from namaz. Rather, he is standing before his Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. Seeing no movement, that cruel enemy shot another two arrows at him. Allahu Akbar. The first arrow that embedded him, he never broke his salah. When this enemy of Islam seen that this Sahabi had never broken his salah as yet, he drew another two arrows more, which also went through the body of this beloved companion. Allahu Akbar. The third one causing profuse bleeding. But this Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not abandon his salah. He continued and performed his ruku and sujood, completing his salah. Weak and in pain, this beloved companion stretched out his hand while still in sajda and awakened his sleeping companion. In this condition, he awakened his companion. Allahu Akbar. The Muhajir Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu noticed the critical condition of his companion, bleeding from three places. He asked, when the first arrow was embedded into your body, when you were hit by the first arrow, why didn't you get me up? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, look at this Ashiq-e Rasool. Look at this lover of Salah, Sahabi who loved the Quran to this extent. Allahu Akbar, this Ansari Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He replied, I had started reciting Surah Al-Kahf. I did not like to cut it short. And when I found myself seriously injured, then I cut my salah short due to the sense of responsibility and awakened you so that the enemies may not attack anyone else. Otherwise, I would have sacrificed my life. But I would have not cut my salah short. I wouldn't have stopped reciting Surah Al-Kahf. It was because of the responsibility which was assigned to me by the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. I had to shorten my salah. Allahu Akbar. We are going to talk about wudu. We are going to talk about the fara'id, about the sunan of salah. But before that, we should first learn how to become a namazi. We should first learn about those people who were namazi. Those who were constant with their salahs. Those who protected their salah, those who loved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madini channel, it is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the greatest and holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid and a person followed him. The man offered salah and went to the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and greeted him with salam. The noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said to him, go back and offer your salah again. Allahu Akbar. Because you have not offered it in the proper way. Therefore, go back and offer your salah again. The man went back and offered his salah again. Then he greeted the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, go back and offer your salah again. Because you have not offered your salah. Allahu Akbar. This happened thrice that he performed his salah and then he made salam with Rasulullah. Our beloved Nabi instructed him to go back and offer his salah. And for the third time he performed his salah. And when he came to make salam, the man said, by him who sent you with the truth, I cannot offer the salah in a better way than this. Please teach me how to offer salah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I do not know how to perform my salah better than this manner that I have just performed my salah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when you stand for salah, say takbir and then recite from the Holy Quran of what you know by heart. And then bow till you feel at ease. Then raise your head and stand up straight. Then prostrate till you feel at ease during your prostration, during sajda. Then sit with calmness till you feel at ease. Do not hurry and do the same in all your salah. Sahih al-Bukhari. Allahu Akbar. From this narration we learn that many of us adapt this kind of culture. When we go to the masjid to perform salah, we hit shortcut before the imam says Allahu Akbar, or before the imam goes into ruku, we go before the imam. We haste in our salah. If we stand in qoma, we do not stand straight, we do not stand upright, but rather we come from ruku into qoma halfway and then we rush into sajda. These things are common. These things are seen in the community. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there is a man who is a wrestler. He is a fighter. Can you become a wrestler by looking at wrestling, by watching wrestling? If you want to become a fighter, you have to go for training. And then only you will learn how to fight. You cannot become a fighter. You cannot get a black belt in karate only by watching those who fight. But rather you have to go into the ring. Perhaps maybe you have to make some mistakes and falls. And after a long period of training, after a long period of trying, then you will get the idea of how to wrestle. Similarly, any trade in the world, if you want to learn something, you have to practice it. You tell me, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when last have we learned the rules and regulations of Salah? We have learned things about business, about science. We give so much of time to the materialistic things of the dunya. But we do not give any time for Salah, which is the main thing of your Iman, which is a command of Allah Azza wa Jal to perform Salah. Allahu Akbar. You cannot become a namazi. You cannot become a person that performs Salah correctly by watching those who perform their Salah. Allahu Akbar. By you watching how they perform Salah, you cannot become a namazi and say, now I know how to perform Salah because I have seen a man performing Salah. Rather, you have to go to a proper alim deen and query in front, before that alim deen, that how should I make my ruku? How should my toes be in sajda? How should my forehead be in sajda? How should I be in tashahud? How should I be in qawma? How should I be in qiyam? How should I make takbir? Allahu Akbar. These things are taught in madrasa. And this is the opportunity for you because age is just a number. Do not feel shy. Dawat-e-Islami is in more than 200 countries in the world. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Wherever you are, try to contact the nearest branch of Dawat-e-Islami. Travel in Madani Qafilas. Indeed, you will learn about these things, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allahu Akbar. If you listen to the stories of Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, it is mentioned that Ala Hazrat, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, never used to just go for Salah in any manner. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali did not perform Salah just only with a cap, but rather whenever he used to perform his Salah, he used to have his beautiful Imama Sharif on his head. Allahu Akbar. He used to go with his Jubba Mubarak, with his beautiful clothes. He used to be neat and tidy, and he would try never to miss his Jama'at, congregational prayer. Allahu Akbar. In the previous episode as well, we have heard about those beloved companions who never used to miss their congregational prayer. Therefore, let us make this beautiful dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we may become namazi. If you are namazi, then may you read and perform your salah with jama'at. Let's make this congregational dua written in Wasail-e-Bakhshish by Amir-e-Sunnat. A very, very beautiful dua that we must become a namazi. Allahu Akbar.
Main saath jamaat ke padhu saari namazein, main saath jamaat ke padhu saari namazein, Allah ibadat mein mere dil ko laga de, Allah ibadat mein mere dil ko laga de.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before we terminate, let's listen to this one beautiful narration of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas and Hazrat Sayyiduna Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma have narrated that they heard the beloved and blessed Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the most generous and kind, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam say on his pulpit. He says in a hadith mubarakah, لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدْعِهِمُ الْجَمَاعَاتِ أَوْ لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَيَكُونُنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. The translation is such, people should desist from failing to attend the congregations. Otherwise, Allah Azza wa Jal will seal their hearts and they will be amongst the negligent people. And Allah Azza wa Jal will seal the heart of that person who does not perform his salah, who misses his salah with jama'at. He had adopted this culture and this habit of not performing salah with jama'at. Therefore, go towards the masajid, dear viewers of Madani Channel. In a blessed In another blessed hadith, the same warning has been given about abandoning the Friday prayers, the Friday salah. It is stated in another hadith, people should perform their Jumu'ah salah. Allah Azza wa Jal will seal their hearts and then they will be amongst the negligent people in Sahih Muslim Sharif. Allahu Akbar. Like that gives views of Madani channel. There are many, many ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. If you love the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are ashiq rasul, then you would do everything in order to keep our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam happy. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam says, the coolness of my eyes lays in salah. Allahu Akbar. The coolness and the contentment of my eyes is in salah. So therefore, if you want to send some coolness to the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you would not make our beloved Nabi upset and angry by missing your salah. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, do not forget that catch us on the coming episodes. Do not forget what is your Madani maqsad. Your Madani mission is this, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله.
Oh brothers, namaz will help you to see Allah. Oh brothers, namaz will help you to attain Jannah.